Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Highland Counselor Peggy Schwab about their upcoming summer job fair next Monday. First of all, Peggy, thank you for speaking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
As a 6 through 12 counselor, what has been your role in putting this job fair on?
So for me, I am actually kind of double dipping with roles here. I am, one, acting as a school counselor and encouraging career exploration and job opportunity, and I am also the co-advisor of the Future Business Leaders of America chapter here at Highland. We are new this year to the Highland schools, although I did participate in my own high school way back in the day. And part of the mission of the Future Business Leaders of America is to encourage workforce exploration and help people build soft skills and get opportunities and experiences. So I thought this would be a great way for our chapter to start engaging with the community and the employers and businesses around here.
Absolutely. So when will this summer job fair be held?
It is Monday, May 15th, and it will be from 2 to 3 p.m. in our high school gymnasium.
And who is this open to? Is this just for Highland students? Is it just for seniors, freshmen through seniors?
This event is going to be open to all high school students. I have also extended invitations to other local schools if they should have some high school students interested in or looking for summer or part-time work.
So this is strictly for summer part-time kind of jobs?
Correct. So maybe they will work more in the summer and they'll continue working through the fall. But I'm hoping this is an opportunity for the kids to see some of the jobs that are available to fill some of the needs out there. And if they continue into the school year, that would be great. But we're kind of trying to help address some of the business immediate needs too.
Do you have a number of how many businesses or employers will be at this event?
Currently, we have 5. I am hoping to get it up over a dozen.
Excellent. And when it comes to the event itself, what will that look like? Students come in, they get the chance to speak with these people. Are they going to be able to walk out of that gym with a job lined up?
We are hoping so. So I will be providing students with resources like information on how to prepare to fill out an application. I'm encouraging students who have resumes to have them printed and ready that day. We're also going to set it up so the businesses looking for people 14, 16 plus are in one area, and those businesses looking for students who are 18 plus are accessible, and the kids can kind of identify opportunities that would work for them. I also want the kids to see that the world of work is more dynamic and diverse than you expect. Like, you hear construction and sometimes they just think concrete or hammering and nails, and there are so many other jobs. We have people who are looking for young people to just kind of help with collecting data and sorting stuff. And then we have people who want young people who can come out and learn how to lay concrete.
With this event, apart from a resume, is there anything else that students should bring?
I recommend that students bring a positive attitude and maybe dress to impress a little bit, because so much of the world is and does happen in first impressions. Showing up, being eager, having questions for employers would be helpful to them.
Yeah, and for several students, this would be their first experience with a job interview type of situation, right?
Yes, correct. And that's also the other reason to have all the students go and talk to people, because even if they aren't looking for work, experience with interviewing and talking to employers will benefit them long term.
Is there any other sort of preparation that you would recommend for students who are maybe going into this for the first time, other than you talked about dressing for the part, bringing a resume? Is there any other way that they can get themselves ready?
Another way they could get themselves ready is they could think about their summer schedule ahead of time, be prepared with what kind of hours they'd be available to work or want to work. They could also chat with friends, parents, other adults they know, and find out what other people used to do for summer work, and think about how that'll impact their day. Because some kids do enjoy spending the summer at home relaxing and having a lot of free time, and some people are looking for things to really use their time well, and I think it would be good for them to contemplate, you know, what kind of thing they're looking for, and maybe even discuss the experiences with others, especially if this is going to be their first job or their first summer working.
Right. And if there are students listening to this who maybe their school doesn't have a job fair like this, or they're unable to attend the one in Highland, do you have any other advice for young people who are listening who want to get out into the working world over the summer, or maybe even straight out of graduation?
Yes. My biggest piece of advice is go out there and meet people. Shake hands, make your presence known. We live in a digital age, which is wonderful for connecting and things, but it's also easy for people to pass your resume or to forget to respond to your email or miss your application. And always look for opportunities. Somebody may not be hiring, but a year from now they might remember you. So be positive, have a great attitude, be honest about who you are and what you can do, and those connections will help you in the long run.
All right. Well, Peggy, I appreciate you walking me through this event once again, that summer job fair taking place at Highland Community School District. That is May 15th from 2 to 3 p.m. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the event before we wrap things up?
Yes. If there are any employers in the area who are looking to hire or who would like to join the job fair, they can reach out to me at pschwab@highlandhuskies.org, and I would be happy to help them register.
That was Peggy Schwab joining us on today's J.J. Nickt & Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the Highland Summer Job Fair next Monday. J.J. Nickt & Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.